I'm good.
Good. Very good.
I'm just about ready to run out the door and meet up with my guitar player and start practicing for my promo tour.
Oh no, you can't leave yet. What are you doing on the promo tour? Like, are you going to several different cities and doing what?
It's just doing small shows for when my record comes out in a couple of weeks in New York, in London, and in Paris. Nothing in San Francisco, but no one invited me.
We're inviting you now. I'll send you the e-vite a little later.
Would you?
Yes, please.
A girl has to be invited.
In fact, I have to say that everyone this week after, well, so many of my friends and people who listen to this show, mm-hmm. after we said you were going to call, they keep mm-hmm. telling me that you're the reason that they're gay.
Really?
Yeah, and I want to know, what are you doing to everybody, Madonna?
If they can't have me, they don't want any woman.
I think so. In fact, Fernando and I were at the gym yesterday, and a guy walked up and said, you have to tell Madonna that the only woman I've had a sexual dream about is her.
Oh, bless him.
So I think you're right.
I like that. No men can have sex with anyone but me.
Yeah. Well, you know, believe me.
Since I don't have that kind of time on my hands, you might as well all be gay.
Exactly. I think that's great. Unless you're with Madonna, then you should be gay.
And this man's had a lot of sex with a lot of people. So
that sounds like a good name for a song.
Unless you're with Madonna, you might as well be gay.
Uh-huh.
That could be a country song, actually.
It could be a city song.
Let's talk about the new songs. You got a brand new CD coming out on April 29th. Hard Candy's coming out. You've worked with everybody on this. You got Kanye West, Justin Timberlake, Timbaland. Mm-hmm. Did they come to you or did you
Pharrell.
Go to them? Well, Pharrell's so cute.
Yes, he is.
How did you keep your hands off of him?
No comments. How did he keep his hands off of me? That's a better question.
Yeah, that's the truth. Girl, I saw your guns when you were accepting the award, your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Because everyone says that, but I think that award was really heavy. It just, like, made my muscles pop out.
I was wondering, can you beat Guy in an arm wrestling competition?
Probably not, as much as I'd like to.
He's ripped, though. He still works out.
He's a tough one. He's a tough cookie.
But you're tough, too. I see you like to fight in a lot of the videos. I always see you running around. This video, you're jumping on cars and running around.
Yeah, I'm very visceral.
Now, tell me, did Justin's shirt ever come off during any of this?
Or better yet, his pants?
No, we did actually ask him if we could take his shirt off and, like, get down to the skin part.
Yeah?
But he was feeling quite shy and modest.
What?
At the moment.
You got Madonna telling you to take your clothes off, and he won't?
I don't know. That's, I mean, you know.
Well, he's obviously not gay, because most gay guys are like, oh, Madonna said, okay, off it goes.
Yes, he's definitely not gay.
Unfortunately.
Is he a boxer or a briefs guy, or do you know?
He's boxers.
But really? Oh, he likes to let it dangle.
Yeah. He needs a little freedom in there, a little bit.
I guess so.
What about Kanye? Did he bring like his usual bravado?
I don't know about his underpants.
Well, yeah. What was he like? Was he very respectful? I mean, you know, didn't he realize who he was dealing with when he recorded with you? And
all realized. They were all great. Listen, Kanye was recording across the hall from me, so we kept having chit chats in the hallway. And
did you happen to give him an award before you, like, you know? Could talk to him.
He doesn't like it when he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that story, but I didn't see it, so I wasn't privy to any of that. He was very generous when he came into the studio and a good sport, and I liked him.
Madonna, with every new, it seems like every new music or every new album you put out, you also have a new fashion trend. Now, the last time you had us all wearing leotards, which some of us didn't look so good.
I'm still wearing mine. I'm a little late on the fashion.
What's going to be?
You're still wearing your purple leotard?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
But I look good, girl. I rock it nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, leotards are passe.
Yeah, they're out.
What do I got to wear now?
What's the new one? We need to know what the new look is.
Well, it's kind of like a female boxer, like over the knee, like thigh-high boxing boots.
Oh. I don't know how we're going to...
Tape up your hands and your wrists.
Do you know what the gay bars in San Francisco are going to look like now?
Yeah.
With that look?
Well, that's a good look. You got to work out. You can't sport that look unless you're in shape.
Yeah, I guess at 300 pounds, the people aren't going to look real good in that.
They can tape their hands.
that's something everybody can do. What is your workout these days? I mean, I know you're incredibly physically fit. You know, basic exercises?
Believe it or not, I'm doing kind of old school dance aerobics right now. Gone back.
So like the Jane Fonda?
You're jazzercising?
No, like really, like I have a trainer who's a really good dancer and we make up dance routines. and we play incredible remixes, and we make an incredible playlist. We turn the heat up really high in a room with mirrors, like a big dance space, and we just dance for like 45 minutes to an hour, and then we do stuff like with Sarabands that we tie to the ceiling.
Okay.
It's crazy. My gym looks like something you've never seen before. Sort of gymnastics slash dance slash Pilates slash I don't know what.
Now, are you like dangling from the ceiling and stuff like that, from these bands?
Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible?
No, we screw the bands into the wall at one end of the room, and we rope them all the way to the back. And then each color band has a different kind of strength to it. And then we pull down on the bands with the right arm and the left arm and sort of do these dances with these bands. And it's like good for your upper body, and you can jump up and down with them like Cirque du Soleil. It's really fun.
And kind of sexual, too.
Yeah. Did you, like, see this on a DVD?
You can make something sexual about everything.
You've already pegged me, and we've only known each other for, like, 5 minutes.
Really?
What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
So you're very emotional.
I am. I get my feelings hurt very easily.
Are you a crybaby?
Kind of,
yes.
Yeah,
if he's not right, forget it. He'll be crying for hours.
In relationships, I'm the biggest crybaby. I come across tough, but absolutely. I get dumped all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Guys treat me really badly, Madonna. What should
because
I do about
that? You make yourself too vulnerable.
Well, what can I do about that?
Just, you know what? If you want somebody to, like, to chase after you and want you, just be mean to them and ignore them.
Is that how you rope a guy?
I want to do that, but I can't.
That's how it works. You know the drill. If you're nice to people, they don't like you. And if you're mean to them, they love it.
That's true, isn't
it's
it?
Like terrible.
Okay, I will ask this question. Is it bad to put out on the first date?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good line. All right.
I got to remember that. I
Madonna's
always put
giving
out on
me
first
relationship
date.
Advice. This is really good.
So, I guess, did you used to put out on the first date quite often?
No.
I'm just saying. I'm asking.
I'm not saying.
But you're a woman of experience, so you know. I wanted to know, Madonna, when's the last time you pumped your own gas?
I don't know, like, when the last year in the countryside of England. I mean, I got out of the car and I unhooked the nozzle out of the gas tank thing, but I didn't actually pump it. My husband did the rest. It was a team effort.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about baby David. I understand there's still a little bit of drama associated with that, but are things coming along?
Is there?
I just saw some sort of human rights organization in Malawi saying that they're trying to use you as an example to make sure that, like, you know, that the adoption rules there don't get lax and illegal adoptions don't happen. But you tell me, what's the real deal?
Well, no, there haven't been that many kids adopted from Malawi, so I doubt that's going to happen. There should be many kids adopted from Malawi, and I think that the civil rights groups are just making noise for the sake of making noise. I think they should spend their energy trying to help these kids, not trying to get in the way of people who want to give these kids a better life.
Okay, well, you know, and that's amazing. Are you thinking maybe about adopting maybe one more time?
I would love to, but, you know, it's you know, I don't want to have to go through all the trials and tribulations again that I've went through with David, so if there's a way that I could circumvent all those problems, I would love it. I would adopt more, for sure.
Madonna, what's your favorite song of yours that you've ever, of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah, of your songs.
Ray of Light, maybe?
Okay. I have an experience with Ray of Light. I was at your concert. It's a long time ago when I used to do things that might be illegal, and I was at your concert in Vegas, and I had taken a hit of ecstasy, and when you started doing Ray of Light, that song hit, I mean, the ecstasy hit me, and I'm telling you, every time I hear Ray of Light, I kind of have a moment.
You have a flashback?
I have a flashback. It's amazing. I still get the feeling and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to play that
song. It's a very cosmic song. If you're going to trip on something, it has to be the Ray of Light.
Yeah, it was amazing. And that concert was amazing. It was the first time I'd ever worn body glitter, too.
Which one was that?
It was Vegas, and it was before American Life. What was before American Life? Music.
But I'm trying to think of what name of the tour. Was it Reinvention?
The Drown.
Drowned World.
Drown World, I think. But it was the first time I ever wore body glitter, I can tell you that.
Okay. have you washed it off?
No. Not yet, and I never will.
All right, folks, gotta go.
All right. Okay, thank you, Madonna.
All right, nice.